everyone. I'm so happy you've tuned into the show. Whether you have listened before or you're brand new, I'm so grateful for you. You have no idea. And this episode is brought to you by my Become Aligned course. And podcasts are amazing. And I know that you know that because you guys all listen to them. And I do too. And sometimes they are not necessarily enough because while we're listening, sometimes we're passively listening and we're not actively listening. So the reason that Chris is my husband, the reason we've created this course is because we get asked so many questions outside of the podcast on how we started living the life that we live now, a life of happiness, of abundance, of really understanding that life is always full of problems every single day, but there's always a solution. And how do we shift back into a mindset that's going to keep us happy, keep us together, keep us successful, and keep us in thriving relationships? And that is what our Become Aligned course is about. You guys, we cover everything from mindset to the rituals that we do every single day. We talk about different energy sources that's really going to provide you with lasting energy. We talk about your purpose and what that actually means, what it is, and how it's ever changing. We're going to tap into your beliefs. We're going to show you how to build a tribe to support where you're going. And we're definitely going to talk about wealth, abundance, money, all of the good things, and how to sustain all of this. Because while, like I said, podcasts are absolutely awesome, you don't necessarily sit down and actually write out a plan for yourself. Because as much as I can sit here and tell you on the podcast what we do and how many different people that I can interview, it's important that you actually learn how to apply these things in your own life. So if you've been listening for a while and you are ready to go deeper and you really want to get some direct training and be able to dive into your life and yourself and your mindset, this is the course for you. I don't know about you, but I absolutely have points in my life where I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes I hit walls where I don't necessarily feel happy anymore. And I haven't sat with myself long enough. I haven't really let myself think. I haven't written out how I actually feel. And so many people who took this course said that it was completely life-changing. And they revealed a lot of things about themselves, about their lives, about their relationships that they weren't really looking at or they were avoiding. And it's about having those tough conversations, not only with other people, but really with yourself and knowing that you have the tools and the access to the tools. And we're going to teach you all of the tools that you need, not only to move through things, but to actually thrive on the other side. So you guys, I would love for you to join the Aligned community. It's such a special group of human beings. And you get lifetime access. This is 9 different modules where you're going to be working through each area of your life at your own pace. So you might need something on abundance. You might need more on, you know, money. You might need more on your purpose, on your tribe. This is where you can really go deep on exactly what you need and make sure that you're not missing any of your blind spots. If you are feeling stuck or if you are wondering how everyone is doing it and how they're managing it all, this is a truly honest course about how to have a thriving life and manage and deal with all of the different problems that do come up in your life and understand that not everyone is going to support you and not everyone is for you and you are not for everyone. And that's okay. It's finding your people. It's forgiving yourself. It's creating a life of abundance and choosing your own purpose and your happiness. So you guys, you can go to becomealigned.com. That's becomealigned.com. And you guys know that because you're listeners, I'm going to give you an awesome deal and an awesome discount. And I cannot wait to see you in that community. And also let me know if you join because it is such an awesome, awesome community. And also I'm really proud of this course. Chris and I poured our heart and our soul into this. Everything that we've done, everything that we've learned, we've invested so much into ourselves that this is everything that we have applied in our lives. And if you want to know how we've done it, we put it all on the table. We've put it all in this course. So if you want to know, go check it out at becomealigned.com. So let's get into the show.
if you're listening to this and you're having a bad day or you feel like you've attracted some crap, get really real with what's been my part in this. What have I done that may or may not have brought this on? And then get really real about choosing right now, in this moment, to shift it.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Earn Your Happy. I'm so excited that you came back, or if this is your first time, welcome. I know you're going to love this conversation. And the person that I'm having on today is someone that I've actually had on the podcast before. She is a friend of mine who has actually been in my different masterminds that I have been a part of. And I'm so blessed to have this human being in my life. She's definitely somebody that I have called on in times of need when I've been having anxiety or panic attacks before big things that I've done. And she has shown up in such a huge way. So today, my guest is Susanna Adams. She's a seasoned speaker. She's taken the mic on NBC, the CW, and Fox, as well as conferences ranging from Mind Valley to TEDx, the Hay House World Summit, and WEX. Susanna Adams is creating a powerful ripple of inspiration and positivity. She's the best-selling author and is on a mission to help you reach your highest potential. Suzanne is the co-founder and CEO of Ignite and Expand, which is a transformational coaching company that offers events and programs across the globe. She's a thought leader in the field of spirituality, consciousness, and mission-based business, and can't wait for you to manifest your dreams. So let's get started. Suzanne, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you on the show because I just feel like it's been a while since we've even been able to connect as friends.
Yes. Yay. I'm so happy to be here. And I know this is like my coveted Lori chat time. So I'm so excited to be here.
Podcasting is so much fun because it's literally like, hey, wanna have a Skype date and record it and have it as content. So it's two in one.
Yes. Yay. I'm excited.
So from the last time that I had you on, you've been doing so many awesome things. You run beautiful events. You recently had a TED Talk that is like exploding all over, which is so exciting. And I just watched it and freaking loved it. And I'll tell you, it's so funny because this is how my podcast world works. And I know that so many people can relate to, it's like when you're seeking and you're looking for something and it's almost like your life will deliver what you need if your eyes are open. And I was like, oh, I so needed to remember everything that you just said because we can think we know it. You know what I mean? We can read about it. We can read all the books and then you can actually forget like on a day-to-day basis about how important it is to make sure that your thoughts and your energy are matching the things that you desire. And that's why I absolutely loved your TED Talk. So let me see, your TED Talk was called How to Use Quantum Physics to Make Your Dreams a Reality. And I think it's no wonder why, I think people are really drawn to it, not only because you're an amazing speaker and you're so approachable and knowledgeable, but I think also so many of us right now are like, we're ready. Like so many people are stepping into their dreams. So why do you think that is? Why do you think at this time, like so many people are actually starting to say yes?
Oh, such a great question. And first of all, thank you so much for saying everything that you said about this talk, because this is so near and dear to my heart. And you know, my life shifted in major ways when I finally started to listen to my heart and my soul, because I believe that we're really living in the middle of a big awakening. And I think that this awakening is people waking up to their potential, to what it is their soul and their heart are guiding them toward. And really it's an evolution that we get to be living and breathing while we're here. Walking. I think that it's so exciting because I see it in my business. I know you see it in your business, and not only in business, but in life, is all of these people finally stopping living in boxes that they were told that they were supposed to be in. And all of these people finally stopping, doing what it is they think they're supposed to do. Because Lori, I lived so, I know we talked about this last time, but I lived the first 30 years of my life trying to please other people and trying to do what was expected of me. And I remember when I learned about like life purpose and my soul and all this stuff, it was like a foreign concept. And so it was like for the first time in my life, I started to feel like flutters in my heart, and I started to feel awake and so excited. And it's like, it hasn't stopped since I started saying yes. And so I think that more and more people are waking up to this because of the beautiful work that you're doing and the work I'm out there doing and the work so many people are out there doing, telling people you truly can create anything with the right mindset and with the right energy.
So incredibly true. So we're going to go over your five tools, your five quantum tools that are really going to help us shift into the vibration, into the energy, into the thought process of attracting our dreams. Because I can tell you, like, I know that you say it on your TED talk too, like, this might seem crazy to some people, but the only thing that changed was me. Like in the grand scheme of looking at my life and, you know, where we both came from, like, our lives were not, they didn't look this way before. We didn't have the businesses that we wanted. We didn't have the people around us that we wanted. And you really have to start feeling and thinking the way that you want to feel in order to even, you know, even just down to the basics of, like, in order to even believing that you could potentially be worthy of this life. So,
that's a big one. Yes.
Oh my God. And we'll talk about these things as the points come up, because I have so many questions for you around it. Because obviously, you know, if we all knew how to do this and if we all weren't afraid, we'd be doing it. But there's so many things that block us. So we'll chat about that as we go over the points. But your point one is to turn up your frequency. What does that mean?
Okay, so first, let me just start with the basics of quantum physics, because people get really, really scared when I talk about this. And it's funny because I really put it in deep layman's terms. So don't worry, no one turn this off. Don't get scared. And if you're intrigued, then, you know, it's even that much more powerful. But I like, someone said to me when they watched this TED talk, they said, "You just humanized the term quantum physics." Mm-hmm. And I've always heard about it and I've never understood it. But so turn up your frequency is the first quantum tool, because quantum physics, what it did for me and what it means to me is that it proves to us that everything living, breathing on this planet has an energy. Okay. So I remember the first time hearing this, Lori, and I was confused. Like, what do you mean? Like, that crystal lamp has an energy and the table has an energy and the squirrel outside has an energy. But like in layman's terms, quantum physics breaks it down to, we're all made up of atoms and molecules that can all be measured. Okay. And then they're measured with a frequency. So just like when, you know, I talk a lot about the word yes and how open and expansive and high vibe the word is yes. I mean, think about when you say yes, when you're excited, when you're having an orgasm, when you're in that yes, open energy, that's high vibe. And so I give you some examples in the TED talk, but turn up your frequency means get yourself in the high vibe. For all the Tony Robbins fans, this is what he does when he gets you in state. You're turning up your frequency and you're getting your vibe up. So you can meditate, you can use essential oils, you can go to a powerful retreat, go to the Bliss Project, come to an Ignite and Expand event, like any of those things, exercise, laughter, be around people that you know are really going to inspire you to turn up your frequency. And it's truly that simple.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So when we're like, okay, I'm going to rewind to my last like couple weeks where I totally know this, yet every morning I'm waking up and it's really gray and it's rainy and I have this great life, yet I feel really low energy. Like I'm not feeling awesome. And I sit in meditation. I'm like, come on. You know the tools. Come on. Like get in high frequency. Come on. And yet like I'm almost in a, sometimes we get in a pattern, you know, like it can be just a pattern where I can feel my hand literally addicted to my phone. Like, no, you need to check your DMs and respond to all these people. You need to comment back. You need to, like, we get in that loop. So whether your loop is social media or whether your loop is, oh my God, the bills are, you know, stacking up and you're thinking of stress. Like, what do we do when we're in that funk?
This is when you got to shift. Okay. So first of all, I can totally relate when you said the phone scroll, right? Like that is a dopamine addiction that we all have, especially if you're in the online industry, because you just go there. Right. And mm-hmm. So I've gotten to that too. So you want to start to think about what would make me feel better, right? If that's turn on a booty shake music and get up and just dance for a little bit, you know, like you were saying that the sun hasn't been out, but like getting outside, I saw you do it on your Instagram story. You went for a jog in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
you are doing it, mm-hmm. you know. And watch something that you know is going to elevate you. If there's a movie that makes you laugh, you know, you can call someone that's going to make you laugh. And really one of the tools I talk about, honoring what you're feeling, because this is not about shutting down your feelings. This is not about letting yourself be expressed. This is about feeling what's up for you and releasing it with love. Because the second we can get really real about what's up for us and let it go with love, then we open up the space to turn up our frequency. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, totally. And you know, I'm even thinking like, as I am going through everything, what I've been doing like the last week is I'm like, what really, it's so easy to get in a story about like, avoiding what we actually need. And for me, it always comes back to like either doing something I love or enjoy, like going to a class or learning, you know, guitar, scheduling my stuff, you know, as far as like learning, that's really important for me, creativity, mm-hmm. but also scheduling time with friends. Like I can convince myself that like, no, I need time alone, in which that's really important to me. But I also need to make sure that I look at my calendar and I have at least one or two friend dates a week. Otherwise I can get really weird.
Totally. And especially when you're busy and you know, like you and Chris are always together so much. So it probably even makes it more important to like, you know, you have the time with your spouse, your partner, but then like, what about just some girlfriend time or some friend time, you know, it's so important. And another thing is just a massage, right? Mm-hmm. Like a massage, cooking a meal, putting on music, because these are just, it's just a reminder that like the way that you feel, you know, I laugh because this talk is kind of a combination of like quantum physics, but like quantum physics meets the law of attraction, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
Because it's like, get yourself in that vibration and then let the universe deliver to you a match to that. And so it just little simple things of what's not working and switch it to what is working. Right.
I love that. So before we move on, I want to talk about the length of time sometimes that it can take to, I know that we, you know, when we start feeling good, we obviously start feeling good. So that's a huge bonus of feeling good. But sometimes I think we can sit. And I know the beginning of when I learned about, you know, quantum physics and law of attraction, I was like, okay, where is it? When is this coming?
So, I mean, you know, some days I can be there too, Lori. Now still, like, you know, I laugh because I was that way too. You know, when I had my awakening and learning about all this, I was in a deep, dark space. Mm. And so we don't have to go from, you know, wanting to crawl in a hole and bury dirt over our head to like standing up and doing a toe touch, right? Like there's there's a middle ground. Okay. So like, wherever you are, how can you get to that next level of feeling better? And you're doing this consciously and subconsciously when you're intentionally setting an intention to feel good and looking for the thing that makes you feel good. Right. Mm-hmm. And so depending on you know, where you are in life. Maybe you can book a trip to the Cayman Islands or the BVI's and that's going to make you feel good. Or maybe you go get a pedicure, or maybe you go for a walk in nature and, you know, like touch a leaf for a minute. And it doesn't really matter. It's just about getting to the next space. So for me, in the beginning, it took a lot longer to shift my energy. Like I would put on guided meditations. I definitely did a lot of like journaling. I would listen to music. When I could, I would book a trip. Now it's like I've gotten so used to trying to be in that state or consciously, I should say, setting the intention. I can shift it a lot easier. But I will say this is a never evolving, ever ending process. And when you're done breathing, right?
Yep. Amen. And so
because, you know, you can probably relate to this too. It's like, I've done all the work. I've done everything. Like how much longer is this going to go? Mm-hmm. I always say just when you think you've got it all figured out is when, boop, it's the next level. It's the next layer. And so just understanding that there's always, this is always a process. And, you know, this is for life. This isn't a one and done kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Like there are crazy levels. It's the craziest thing, right? When I'm like, yeah, I got this. I got all my tools. Like I'm never going to be in this spot for long. Then all of a sudden you can hit like a winter or a crazy season. And you're like, okay, it's been like a year where I haven't been able to hold this for like a really long time. And then all of a sudden you pop out the other side, or maybe for some people it's 2 years. And then you're like, oh my God, like you can just kind of see why things were, why seasons in your life are important and that your tools were actually working. But you know, how do you describe that? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Totally. And what I get this visual as you were talking, and I want to share this because I know it's going to help some people listening and something I do all the time. Here's like a go-to, and it doesn't matter if you're standing in the grocery store line or, you know, you're in an airplane or you're in the middle of something at work, like just imagining like a golden star in the heavens with your name on it. And I swear, I want you to do it right now, Lori, and everyone that's listening, imagining like a golden star in the heavens and imagine it has your name on it. And it could be really pretty writing. And sometimes when I do this for me, I'll see the star, like I've got God's hands holding the star or angels or whatever you believe in up in the heavens, like holding your star. And then just imagine this beautiful golden light coming in through your head and into your heart and spinning around your heart like a lighthouse. Mm. And then you just feel like, I feel the shift right now, even as we're talking in my own body, because I'm doing this too. And that is a quick 30 second, like you're choosing to release to something bigger, and you're choosing to turn up your frequency in a really easy and simple way.
Oh man, that's so beautiful, because you're acknowledging that you're connected to something and then you feel it. It's like that saying, like, you know, the sun is always there. You just have to like turn your face to it. It's like sometimes we turn our back to it. That's so beautiful. Okay, so let's move on to your, because we've got five. So we're still in one. So number two. No, I'm like, how long is this podcast? All right. Number two is set an intention to turn up love or above, you say.
Yeah. So you want to align with love or above. So in the talk, I share the Hertz vibration scale, which is a frequency scale, and it looks like an upside down triangle. And at the bottom, you've got all the contracted lower vibe energies like shame, grief, fear, anger. And if you think about it, when you're mad and your arms are crossed and you're pouty, like that's not really an open vibration. But then it goes, we work up the scale and you get to willingness. And when you're willing, that's when miracles happen. You're opening up, and then you know, you can accept what is. And then that makes it even more open for what you actually want to come in. And it goes up love, joy, enlightenment, right? And so when you set an intention every day, and this can take 30 seconds, like first thing when you wake up in the morning, I set the intention to align with the energy of love or above. And what that means is basically with a high vibe frequency. Mm-hmm. And so just because you set this intention, does that mean you're going to feel like that all day? Maybe, but it also might mean all the other stuff in your heart and in your field that is not aligned is going to come up. And that's when it gives you the opportunity to see it, feel it, release it with love, and then shift back into that golden star energy that we were just doing. Does that make sense?
I think that's so important what you just said, because sometimes when we even move into that willingness, all of a sudden it can spur. It's like, well, now that you're willing, will you be willing to look at all this crap that you've shoved down?
That's the hardest part.
And you're like, wait, I thought if I was willing that this would shift. And that's where I think people can get really caught off guard or quote unquote stuck, is because they're like, wait a second, I just tried this and it doesn't feel how I thought it would feel.
Yes, totally. And this is in life and in business, right? When we're willing to go to that next thing, we've got to clear the muck and clear the mud that's in the way. And so, you know, sometimes there are shifts that happen instantaneously and that happen very quickly. And sometimes it is about, okay, well, that didn't work or that doesn't feel good, but now I'm being shown the way, or now I'm crystal clear. Now I know exactly what I've got to do. And this is really in any area of your life.
I love that you just said in business too, because I think it's almost as if when you say yes to a business and you actually start your plan or you start momentum or you really put yourself out there, like you will, all of the things will come up to be like, are you, if you are on this journey, if you're committed to this business or if you're committed to your purpose, can you handle what comes with it? So a lot of times a test will immediately come after it, and tests will keep on coming. And one of the questions that I always get is, how do you stay on course when these tests keep arising? Especially, I think they just come at you in the beginning.
Yes. In the beginning, every time you up level, and you know, this is almost about blind faith too, right? This is what I like to call it. So you have such tunnel vision on your vision, right? And so your vision, it right, for the purposes of what we're talking about, is to feel good and to feel expansive. And if you're so focused on this isn't working, the clients aren't booking, why am I not doing what I want to do? Then that's what you're going to get more of, right? But when you get but focus on, all right, this is where I'm going and how can what's showing up redirect me toward that vision, right? How can I pivot based on what's showing up? And what you give to your focus to is what's going to grow. And that's where, like, I love, Lori, where you said most people get stuck, because this is the place where people get stuck, where it doesn't happen in 30 minutes or 3 weeks or 30 days. You know, you've got to just really there's an embodiment piece of quantum physics. And that's about really getting into the energy of what you want. And it's going to be different depending on where you are in your journey, depending on how big your vision is, and depending on what you're ready for, right? But you can shift it quickly with the focus and vibing with the energy of love or above as much as possible. And again, this isn't about not feeling what's real for you, but you feel it, process it, and move on.
So we were chatting just before, because, you know, your TED talk just, came out not too long ago, and you're like, oh my God, it just, you know, the only thing is reading the shitty comments underneath. I was like, oh girl, I read two and I was out of there. Never went back. So this, I feel like this aligns with, you know, choosing love or above. How do you, cause I know we all do it. Like, I don't know anyone who hasn't at least read a comment under their TED talk and they're like, okay, I'm good. How do you shift out of that? Because some of them, you know, at first, because you're opening up to an audience that you normally are not talking to. So what happens is you're going to get a lot of comments from people who are not expecting, you know, you just randomly pop into their realm while they're watching, you know,
totally.
Who even knows what they're watching on TV and eating, you know, Doritos on their couch. Like, so.
But Laura, the piece with mine is because it has quantum physics. So all these like legit PhD high level scientists are watching it and they're like, what is this crazy woman talking about? Because, you know, for me, the intention for this TED talk is really about a movement. It's about to create people, the power that we all have in our hearts and souls, and the power that is available to every single person right now. And so when I was working with my coach on this talk, you know, I had a little more science, scientific talk in there. And she was like, do you want this talk to go viral? And I was like, of course. And she goes, get that out of there. No atoms, no molecules. Don't talk about any of that. Like, you keep it very lay. And so I did, and I don't regret it because people are getting it. And you know, what I want to bring up is, so there's, you know, in 2 months, there's been about 250,000 people that have watched this talk, which is, I'm so excited about. Mm-hmm. And there were probably, I think there's like 500, as of now, there's like 530 comments. I have not read them all, but probably 70% of them are negative. And I had a choice there. I could go and sit there and focus on the negative comments, which I'm not going to lie, I might have done for like an hour. And then I was like, no, what about all the people that hit the thumbs up button and that hit the like? What about all the people that are making nice comments and talking about, what about all the DMs, the text messages, the emails that I'm getting about this talk is so amazing. I've tried to teach my mom these principles for 10 years. She's never gotten it. She got it in 15 minutes with your talk. And what about all the inspiring messages? And so I had a choice, and I could focus on all the good that was coming in, or I could sit there and focus on the teeny, teeny percentage of negativity. And as human beings, that's where we want to go sometimes. And so, you know, it's so important to catch it, redirect it, and say, what is this really about? And is this helping people? And is this accomplishing what I wanted to accomplish? And it did. And the other thing I'll say, Lori, is if we're going to be leaders and we're going to stand, you know, in the power of good and transformation and love and light and all that, you know, stuff, then we have to be willing to stand in the space, because the more visible you are, the more this is going to happen. And if you're not willing to fail a little bit, and if you're not willing to put yourself out there, then you're not going to have the impact you want to have.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all. Like, I'm putting a bow on that right now. So we're going to move on to number three, which is shift your energy to what you actually desire.
Okay, so this is so big, because this goes back to the beginning when I was talking about how we all think we're all and society teaches us to think we're supposed to be these people, right? Mm-hmm. And most people, including me, don't even know what actually lights them up. And so in the TED Talk, I actually do a little visualization where I have everyone close their eyes and breathe into their heart, because our hearts and souls are talking to us every single day. And it's just about, like something that you had said, if our eyes are open enough to see it and hear it, and our hearts are open enough to feel it, right? And so everyone that's listening, I really want you to tune in to, what do I actually desire? What does my heart actually want to do? And a key question you could ask yourself is, you know, if money was no object, I could do anything, say anything, be anything, what would I be doing? If no one would get mad at me, what would I be doing? Because, you know, sometimes we think we're going to upset people that we love. And so we don't really do what we actually like. And so you've got to start to let those paradigms go and focus on, if I could do anything, be anything, say anything, have anything, what would I be doing? And just breathing into your heart and letting your heart show you, because that is your guidance. And that's what actually lights you up. And you know the feeling, Lori, like if I ask you right now, like what gets you like giddy, excited, like lit up thinking about doing it, like, boom, mm-hmm. There's one thing right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Yeah. I was right there. While you were explaining it, I was like, yes, that is what I want to do. So thanks. See, this is like total clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so again, this is true in life and business. All of these principles are. So you don't mm-hmm. have to be doing things you don't want to be doing in any area of your life. Now, it's not always going to come in the blink of an eye or the snap of a finger, but with the right strategy and plan, you can truly create anything that you want.
Okay, so I've got a question on this one. So shift your energy to what you actually desire. So sometimes when we're in transition, we can't even grasp what we're desiring. So it's like, because I've definitely been in those points in my life, and I hear this from people all the time, like, I don't know what I want to do. So it's hard to like shift into what that would look like when I can't paint that picture yet.
So you just need to get clear. And the way you get clear is you ask your heart. You don't ask your head. So, you know, I was talking at one of Art Ignite and Expand events recently, and I said 70% heart, 30% head is how we all need to be operating. And this world would be a very different place if we all operated in that space, because we're taught to use our heads and our minds, and we do need them about 30% of the time, maybe not even 30%, but you've got to get clear. So if you're ready for a change and you don't know what that is, you ask to be shown the way, the right teachers, the right books, the right mentors, the right events, ask to be shown. Get out your journal and start asking your heart, your angels, your guides, God, the divine, whatever it is, your higher self, to show you what lights you up. And it might be something really simple, like we talked about earlier, like a dance, like moving, getting in the energy of movement, or going to social cycle or whatever it is, because when you're in that energy, you're going to get the hits of the next thing. And you might not even know why, right? Like you might be called to an event or called to read a book or called to hire a coach and it doesn't make sense to you. But once you're in their space, it's so crystal clear and you know exactly, that's what it was. That, or even listen to a podcast. Like it could be a million things. Does that help?
Oh man. Yeah. I want to point out just some things that have been happening in my life for people who it's easy to say no to the things that are actually there for us. Like maybe, maybe different people are asking you to go to lunch, or maybe you're intimidated by somebody who is kind of coming in your space, or you have the opportunity to connect with someone, but maybe you are intimidated or it's so outside of the field you normally go in. You're not sure if you guys would connect. And if you are in the space of seeking, I think it's so important to try those things. Like if you're in a totally different space where you need recharging, or you need to really focus on what you're already doing, that's different. It's important to say no to things that are distracting. But if you're in a seeking space, like try all the new and different things that are coming into your space, or create them, right?
Yes. I love that. And I love, the power of yes is so powerful. I'm with you, not yes to every single thing. And once you get to a certain level, you got to start saying no to some things. But like in the beginning, especially, or if you're at that next phase, things will show up and you'll be surprised. And it's also, you can even just put your hand on your heart and ask, like, is this for my highest and best? And if you lean a little forward, that can be a sign that it is. And if you lean a little backward, it could be a sign that you're not. But regardless of whether you lean forward or backward, your gut's going to tell you what you want to do. Because if you ask if this is a sign and you lean forward and you didn't want to go and you're like, dang it, then you know, actually it really wasn't. I don't know if that was too out there or too confusing, but it is so important to show up for those things.
No, I love that. And if we're just going to go there, we're talking about it. So I think some of the things that I'm going to start doing, because I just got a crystal reading and it was like, duh, why don't we try different things like this? Like she's like, okay, well, ask yourself if you're a girl, like things that you're certain on. Ask yourself if, where you live and see what that sure feeling is. Or she was using a crystal pendulum to see which way it swung. Yeah. But, ask yourself questions that you know the answer to. Like there's no other,
like what answer. Your name is.
Exactly. Like what your name is, and see what that yes feels like and see what your body does. And then, keep testing that of what's a yes, and then ask what's a no. And then you can kind of figure that out from there. But I thought that was really helpful.
Totally. And never give anything else. I agree with all of that, but it's always your gut, right? And so even with the pendulum or with the hand on your heart, if you're disappointed in the answer, that's your gut and your soul telling you like, okay, that's not the right thing, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Something else that I do that's really helpful is like the takeaway. Like if there's something that I want and I'm like, but is that what I really want? Right? Like the 30% of our mind comes in. Yeah. I'm like, what if right now someone came to me and said, you will never be able to do this in your life. Like it's totally off limits to you. Or, all of a sudden there's a new law that maybe women can't do a certain thing. And if I feel like deep grievance and loss, I know that it's a yes for me.
Yes. So important. I love that.
All right. So let's see, we are on number four, surround yourself with people and energy that inspires you. And I love this one.
Yes. So Lori, like, first of all, like I do love that we're having this conversation because you are so one of these people for me. It's not only just like when we get to chat or catch up or see each other in person, but like even when I see your Instagram feed or, even a text message, it is so important. And so like, you're one of these people for me. I have so many of these people, and these people are people I know, have relationships with. And these are also people that don't know who I am.
I've got those. Yep.
there's no excuse in the world for you not to be able to find people to surround yourself with that are high vibe in this day and age and space that we are living in, right? Like your events, my events, like there's so many events to go to. You just set an intention. I remember when I was first awakening, I live in Atlanta, Georgia currently. That might be changing, but for now. Mm-hmm. And when I have lived here, I was like, oh my God, like there's no spiritual people and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was telling the story that was not true. And the more I started to get out there and be authentically me and really share what I was into, the more these spiritual, like amazing people started showing up. And not only in my own city, but all over and online and on these online communities and going to retreats and events, which is why I started hosting them, because it was so powerful for me to be seen and to be accepted and to have tribes of people. And, you know, you and I met in a mastermind, and this is also why, like, I love joining masterminds and I love hosting a mastermind, is because there is something sacred and special about having these 12-month containers where people are inspiring you and encouraging you and elevating you. And I love what you said just a little while ago about if this person intimidates you. Well, I'll say this, if you're not around people that are intimidating you, you need to up-level your game of mm-hmm. people that you're around.
Mm. Oh man, that's so true. So what's something that you do to before you walk in those rooms when you're just like, you know, maybe you're up in your hotel room before you go to a mastermind, or maybe you're at your house before you go and meet someone and you're on your third outfit and you're getting into your head and you're like, oh shit, like who do I need to be for this person to like me? Like you're getting into that state of what if they don't like me and what if I have no value?
Yeah. I mean, that's real, right? And before I go on a stage, that happens too,
oh
right?
My God, yes.
Oh gosh, I really try to get really, really grounded, right? And I do the same light visualization that I shared earlier, and I say a prayer. You know, thank you for removing my fear. Thank you for helping me to be authentically me. Thank you for helping me to connect on a heartfelt, soul-fueled level with the people I'm meant to connect with. Thank mm-hmm. you for helping me to learn. Thank you for helping me to add value.
Mm-hmm.
And get into that space, because it's scary. It is scary.
Oh, I love that. That's literally pretty much the thought process that I always have to go back to. And really, like you said, get grounded with like something else that you had pointed out is doing the, you know, the name with the star thing. And that what I'm kind of like thinking is possible that I might go back to for tools on this one is what I always try to remember is no matter who the person is or what I think this person could be, let's just go there, could be able to do for your career. Or maybe it's something, you know, with a book or a publisher, it's an intro that you want, or you're kind of putting someone on a pedestal. Like I always go back to like, it doesn't matter. You are not like, no one person is like making or breaking your life or your career or anything. Like there's something way bigger than this human being and you're being guided. So whether something goes terribly wrong and you guys don't hit it off, like that was meant to happen, and mm-hmm. things will be moved around again in another way so that this thing will happen or something better. So I always try to remember that. Like I don't get attached to like wanting this person to like me anymore.
Totally, completely. And I'll add to that. So this has been like a lesson for me in that space as well as dating. So I've been dating a lot. And one thing I had to learn how to do was two things. I had to learn it was safe to be authentically me. Like I was able to do that in every other relationship except for dating. And that was like a big, powerful breakthrough for me. And the other thing was understanding that we're all souls and just seeing the person for the soul that they are.
Mm.
And when you can do that, it takes all that other ego crap away, right? And you can just really connect to someone's heart and soul. And no matter how successful someone is or no matter how accomplished they are, if you can just connect to their soul, they're going to feel that and appreciate that. And just like you said, like whatever's meant to happen is going to happen. And if it's not this person, it's something better. Mm-hmm. But there is something so calming about focusing on the person's soul and not their persona.
Mm, that's so powerful. And just remembering if they're a soul, like they're going through all of the same feelings that you're going through, probably all in that one day before you met them.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And it's going to feel much more refreshing for them to feel that connection, because if you are thinking they can help you, then there's a lot of other people thinking that too. And they feel that.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So is there something that you know, when you're there and you start to go back up into your head, when you're meeting these people or you're at the events and you're like, I don't know what to say. Do you just say to yourself, like, just listen or just ask questions? Or how do you drop back into like, you're enough, just being right here as you are?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing is it's the same, is just trying to breathe, take a deep breath, feel my body. Like sometimes I'll put a hand on my arm just to bring myself back into the present moment, because mm-hmm. we can check out a lot of these times when we feel, when we're about to have a breakthrough or when we're meeting someone or when we're scared. And so really just, you know, even if I'm in public, just putting like both hands on my lower belly and just taking a little deep breath in and just saying the prayer that I said earlier and trying to deeply, deeply be inside of my heart in those moments.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So beautiful. Cause it's so easy to be like, say something valuable, say something impressive.
I know, but Lori, when you're in that space, you're not, you know, that's exactly. when you're going to say something dumb.
It's exactly the truth. And I have absolutely said many dumb things and then been like, calm down. You're safe. You're enough. You can just not even say anything. And that's great too. Oh man. Okay. So I definitely have the, like, which comes back from so much of just my childhood, like wanting to fit in, wanting to feel seen, wanting to feel connected, wanting to feel wanted. That's a huge yeah. one, is like just wanting to feel wanted. And you don't have to do anything to be wanted except for just like really honestly showing up and holding space for someone and listening and just saying where you're at.
And being, you know, just being. And that's the part about being in your heart and not in your head, because mm-hmm. there is an energy that's palpable. And that's, you know, basically what we're talking about with all this stuff is the energy that you bring forth. And when you're in your heart and you're so connected to your soul and to something bigger than you, it is undeniably felt.
Mm. Yes, totally. I can feel that when I'm with people and I'm just like, wow, they're so calming and grounded. Yeah, it's beautiful. All right. So number five is never give up.
Yes. And stand strong for what is not an option for you. And here's what I mean by that is, what would it be like to make everything you desired not an option? Okay. So a mantra that I adopted from Abraham Hicks is, things are always working out for me. And this is, as you know, Lori, or I assume you know, as each time we go to the next level, there is always a breaking point where it feels like,
yes, yes, yes.
And when you can get into the space of like, this happened for some reason for my good, this is always working out for me. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't feel that way, but things are always working out for me. And you start, that shifts your energy right there, just shifting those to, there's a higher plan. This is, you know, God who can see something I cannot see for myself. The divine has got my back, is taking care of me. Things are always working out for me, right? And then we hear never giving up. But what if it wasn't about giving up? What if it was what you desire is no longer not an option? And this confuses people a little bit when I say it, but like, what if like it was not an option to hit that milestone in your business? What if it was not an option to give yourself the heart healing that your soul knows that you need? What if it was not an option to write that book, to get it out there, whatever way that looks like? What if it's not an option to get yourself on stages, to get yourself connected with the people that you're supposed to help and support? And when you can get into that energy of not giving up and really standing strong for what is not an option, it's like you become so magnetic to that situation, thing, whatever it is. Now, is it always going to happen in your timing? No, it's not. But being in that energy is the embodiment piece, and knowing, okay, is this or something better? You still have that conviction. It gives you the conviction, and conviction is what helps you to manifest. And now you can still kind of hold on loosely in this space, but you've got to have the strong conviction. Does that make sense?
Oh my, all I can think of is hold on loosely, but don't let go.
Yeah. Hold on loosely,
but don't let go. Yes. Oh my God, that song is so law of attraction. If you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control. Amen.
Yeah.
Way ahead of its time. This is so good because I am going back over my life when I was convicted. Like, I literally remember being on the phone with my publisher, who was not yet my publisher yet. And I remember saying, like, something possessed me. And I was like, here's the deal. This book isn't not coming out. It's coming out and it's going to be amazing. I was like, I would love, like, you're my dream publisher. Like, that's literally, and I was like, who just possessed my face? Like, I was so, yeah. And that was it. Like, that was it after that call. So it was like, you know, there were a lot of other things that I had to align, but I had to show up taking the book. It wasn't an option if it was coming out or not. It was coming out. So it was like, that's totally a place in my life where I can see what conviction looked like. And maybe, you know, what if people don't have that reference point though? Because that just became really powerful for me. I can feel it in my voice actually right now of trying to get this conviction for something else that I'm kind of working on. Not kind of working on, that I am working on.
Girl, it's yours.
Mine. It's happening. So what, you know, if they don't have this reference point of conviction, it's like a fire. How can we attach into it? I know that you talked about,
it's like a knowing. It's like a knowing, like you just know, right? Like, so for me, you know, I've always had a pretty good money story in my life. Like, I just know, like, regardless, I'm going to be abundant. It doesn't matter. And when you were telling the story, and I remember getting my first job out of college, and it was a job I was way underqualified for. And I was the manager for the position. It was a sales position, and the manager was like hemming and hawing and put me through like 6 interviews. And I did exactly what you just said you did. He called me and was like, we're still deciding. Like, you're so young, you're so green. You know, da, da, da. I picked up the phone and I called him back. I think this was in the days of like voicemail still. I called him back and I was like, look, here's the deal. I am going to be in this job. Whether I'm working for you or one of your competitors is up to you. But if I were you, I would make that decision sooner than later. And like, next thing you know, I had the job. Like, you know, so it's that, you know, it's kind of that tunnel vision we talked about earlier. Like, you have to, you cannot let other people cloud you, right? Like, mm-hmm. Get around the people that are going to cheer you on, get around the people that are going to have this vision with you, support you, hold you, and only share it with them, and be so strong in the conviction of, this is my truth. This is my reality. This is what I'm an energetic match for. And there is no other way.
Oh man. Okay. Well, this is the importance of being around people who are going to help you turn up the volume, because I will tell you, just this short conversation with you, I am like ready to run through a wall. And does this, you know, something that I want to say is like, does this last forever? No, it doesn't. But again, this just became another reference point for me to remember, this is how I felt. This is what it looked like. And when I feel this way, it's truth. And that's truly what I always anchor into. So if tomorrow I wake up and I'm tired again, or I feel a little bit anxious or depressed for some reason that I can't quite put my finger on, I'm going to remember, oh, I felt this way. Oh, I need another phone call with a friend. Oh, I need to turn up that energy. Like, we always, those feelings of the opposite of what we want are just reminders that we're not doing something or thinking something that is aligning us to what we want. So it's just a reminder, like, hey, you might not be attracting what you want right now. Just remember to try to get back. Like, and don't beat yourself up for not being, or for being out, right? Like, I know some people might have the question right now. So am I attracting crap? Like, do I instantly attract something super negative if I'm falling out for a little while?
I mean, you got to realize you do have to take responsibility for what happens, but that's when you take responsibility, you're in the acceptance and the willingness phase, and that's the way out, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes things just happen. Sometimes mm-hmm. things happen that are unforeseen, that aren't on you, right? Mm-hmm. And that's part of what we chose to do when we wanted to come here. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the more that you can be conscious about this, because we also, I mean, this is like a whole nother podcast, but we also have our conscious and our subconscious minds. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's about, you know, getting in the conversation of both. And these tools we've talked about today do help you to kind of rein in your subconscious mind on a conscious level as well. Mm-hmm. So no, if you're listening to this and you're having a bad day or you feel like you've attracted some crap, get really real with what's been my part in this. What have I done that may or may not have brought this on? And then get really real about choosing right now in this moment to shift it. And then you shift it and you're going to be shown the way. Write these tools down, help them. Go listen to some other Lori's podcasts. Like, come hang out with me and do all of this stuff, because you absolutely can shift anything. And it's just about having the right mindset and following this process. And it's not always going to be easy, because it's a journey, right? But the more you can appreciate it and the more you can always look to the positive things that you have to look forward to, then the better off you're going to be.
Mm. I love that. So Suzanne, is there anything that you want to add that we have not covered? We covered a lot.
No, just it's such an honor to be here. And, you know, I was at Bliss with you this year and cheering you on from the audience. And I was just so proud of you and everything that you've accomplished. And I love your tribe. And it's truly just an honor and a pleasure to be here and have this conversation with you. And, you know, I look forward to connecting even more with you and even more with your tribe.
Me too. And I'm so grateful for this talk. It was like, I know that this has gifted so many people and it's gifted me. So I'm always beyond grateful for that. So where can we find you? Where can we follow you? You guys, if you have not, I know that we just covered this, but if you literally want to get like the bite size, even like more straight to the point linear, like especially if you want to share this with people, sharing her talk will be one of the most beautiful ways to share with people that you love how they can help or how they can elevate and attract what they want as well into their life and just lead a happier, more purpose-driven life. So your talk was called, let's say it again, How to Use Quantum Physics to Make Your Dreams a Reality. I have that right, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can just Google that, Suzanne Adams. Yes. And you can, you know, text that, you can share it, you can share it on your Facebook, you can do whatever you want, because it's basically, I was like, I'm going to send this to my brother because I'm like, this is how I live. Watch it in 15 minutes. Like, this is the questions that you always ask. Like, just watch this. Okay. So where else can we hang out with you?
First of all, thank you for that. And yes, thank you for everyone that shares this. It really does mean so much. And yes, it will enlighten people, hopefully. You can find me at Instagram at Suzanne Adams Inc. On Facebook, the same Suzanne Adams, the handle Suzanne Adams Inc. And then my website is SuzanneAdamsInc.com.
Amazing. I'm so grateful for you. And I always end on one last question. And I'm sure I asked you this on the last one, but maybe your answer is different this time. So you're like, I don't remember what the heck I said last time. So you have 30 seconds in passing with a stranger. It's either on an elevator or it's on the sidewalk, but it's literally just 30 seconds. And they ask you, how can I make myself happy? What do you say?
Close your eyes, breathe into your heart. Quiet out all the noise of everything around you and everything that you've ever known, and trust yourself. Mm-hmm. Know that you're seen, know that you're enough, know that you're heard, know that you're loved, know that you only have a desire if it's meant to be yours, mm-hmm. and you can create anything that you want.
Amen, sister. And you guys, if you loved this episode as much as I did, make sure you share it with a friend, tag Suzanne and I on Instagram story so that we can comment back to you. We can see your biggest takeaways. We can answer your questions. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.